You're listening to Something to Talk About with myself, Holly Tanner, and my lovely co-host,
Justin Weaver.
This is not a sports show, but we are here today to talk about bowling.
We are.
And let's get to our special guests.
Yes.
Who have so kindly come in to join us this morning.
Yes, we have Nick Wendelken and Dave Wrigley, and they're going to talk about the upcoming third annual Joe Maben Memorial Bowling Tournament. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So tell us a little bit about what's, explain maybe what's the bowling tournament for.
Well, Joe was a good friend of a lot of people in the community. He was a fireman in Stottville Fire Company, Hoistrat Hose in Hudson, and also Central Station and Greenport Fire Department. Joe did a lot for the community. He helped out at the Hudson Book Festival for Sub Day every year. He's the one that actually started the event. Joe was just a great guy. Joe passed away August 3rd, 2013, playing softball in the state fireman softball tournament.
And it was quite tragic. He was very young.
Yes, Joe was only 36.
And fine one minute and suffered a
massive heart attack.
A heart attack during the game, yeah.
Yes.
Extremely tragic. And so, but from that came some community events, including this bowling tournament, right? And you have great shirts on, they say, in memory of Joe.
Yes.
One of the other ways
awesome.
We thought to honor Joe with the book fair was that we would do a bowling tournament in his name to raise more funds to benefit the book fair. They have a lot of support from us for that over the last 3 years, and I think we've donated approximately $9,000 to them. And we're just trying to keep this going on in Joe's memory, along with the sub sale that he does for the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
Nice.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this bowling tournament. It is always held at the Catskill Ho Bowl, and it is being hosted by the Stottville Fire Company. And your proceeds from the tournament are going to not only the Hudson Children's Book Festival, but also to the Stottville Fire Company and some scholarship funds for the babies, right?
Yes, sir.
And the date for this tournament is Saturday, March 12th. There are two shifts, correct? 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And how was the turnout last year?
I believe we had 42 teams last year.
Okay.
Wow.
42 teams. And it's five-man teams, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's 22 teams per shift, whether it's 1 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Correct.
All right. And
are there prizes?
Yeah. What are the prizes?
Well, we have trophies that we give out. I happen to have the benefit of going out and getting donations. So we have anything from, you know, a free pizza from Stella's to movie passes. A lot of the local restaurants are very generous in their donations. Swoon Kitchen Bar, Kamea, Red Dot. We don't raise a lot of money on raffles, but it just seems to be something that goes along with it.
Right. I was signaling to you that I would love to make a donation, so you got to come see me.
I have a form for you right here.
Okay.
Oh, and that's a good... Well, you're so sweet, Holly. You're always giving money to everything. But that's a good thing to bring up. How do people find out more information? Where can they go?
Well, basically what I do is basically door-to-door. I drop a flyer off. You know, this has our intentions, has a little bit about Joe, what he's done in the community. And then I just kind of follow up on them. I mean, I have my regulars that I know that I'm going to get a donation from. And then, of course, Nick does his end on it and gets some major donations also.
Which is what, Nick? You want to tell us what your involvement is?
Well, I do a lot on Facebook. Also, my father-in-law owns DeBrino Caulking. He helps me out. The Stottville Fire Company does a lot. I also want to make note that a lot of people that aren't a member of the fire company last year helped us at the event because they love Joe so much. They do a lot of stuff there that helps us out a lot.
And, you know, if people are interested, you know, they don't need to be professional bowlers. This isn't like a professional bowling tournament. This is more to have fun, right? We should get that point across that for people that want to be a part of something great, but maybe have never picked up a bowling ball in their life. This tournament is for them as well, correct?
Yeah, this is, you don't have to, if you never picked a ball up before, it's not about bowling. It's about going out and having a good time and supporting the community. It's we just have a very good time every year doing it.
Yeah, I do have to say for the last 3 years, my family has always had a team, and it really is a lot of fun, and it makes you feel good just knowing that everybody's there to support Joe Maben and his mom. She's always in attendance, Ann Maben, just great, great people, and you leave there having a great time and knowing that you did something amazing.
You had fun, and you helped out a great cause, and you're remembering a great person.
Right. And cool. What's the deadline to, if people are interested? When do they have to respond or get their application in with their team and all that information?
Well, we like to get the application in by February 27th so we can get the shirt order in. There is a shirt included with the bowling, with the fee.
So with your fee, you get the shoe rental.
You get a ball, shoe rental, a shirt, a pie pizza for each team,
oh, nice.
A pitcher of beer, a pitcher of soda.
Nice.
So what does everybody else on my team get?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd also like to put a little shout out to Joe's uncle and aunt. They come and they participate. They bring Ann over and they take pictures. Uncle Bob and Aunt Patrice, you know, they're very much involved. You know, we speak to them, not on a regular basis, but try to stay in touch with them. But they're really, really good people.
Now, I'm just reading this information. You're having a raffle at the tournament also, and local businesses can also become a sponsor if they like, right? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, we start out with a 50-50 raffle. We have some volunteers every year that donate their time and do the 50-50 raffles. As I said before, we also have raffles from local restaurants, the movie theaters, pizzerias. We get some personal monetary donations that we try to turn into, say, gift cards to, like, Hass, Walmart. And, you know, it gives people a little initiative to spend a little money and raise more money for this tournament.
Nice.
Well, we should tell everyone, if you do have any further questions, you can contact Nick at 518-788-3635 or Dave Wrigley at 518-755-4242. You can also contact Sean Briscoe at 518-751-0270. Or if you know that you're going to be in the tournament, or if you just want to donate or become a sponsor and give to this great cause, you are able to do that. You can send a check or money order into the Stottville Fire Company at P.O. Box 264, Stottville, New York, 12172.
And what is the date of the event again?
March 12th.
March 12th.
Saturday, and you have 1 and 5 p.m.
1 and 5 p.m. And you have until February 27th to sign up your team. Is that
if
correct?
If you want a shirt, February 27th.
Okay.
If not, closing date is March 5th.
Now, what about if you have, like, you know, some poor soul who has no friends? Like, you know, say
you?
Somebody wants to bowl. Yes.
You?
I can't. No one likes to
not
bowl.
Not you.
Me? No.
Somebody always needs a bowler. So
you do have, like, teams you
somehow.
Can kind of, if someone doesn't have five people that they want.
Yes.
That yep. they can find four bowlers.
Yeah, you could contact one of us, or you could just show up on that day, and we could try to set you up with a team. A lot of times, people bowl on the first shift and also on the second shift because we don't have enough bowlers. Like, somebody
right.
come with four bowlers.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know, because there might be somebody who, maybe there's two people who want to do it, but you don't want to exclude everyone if they can't come up with four or five people.
For those of you that don't know who Joe is, maybe we should just say a little bit about Joe. I grew up with Joe. We grew up on 8th Street together, played together our whole lives, went to middle school and high school. And if you're from Hudson, you know Joe Maben. And if you ever went out to a bar in Hudson, you know Joe Maben, because he would always request Freebird, no matter where he was. Whether there was a jukebox or a capability of radio to be played, he would be screaming Freebird somewhere, somehow. And
it's a great song.
Joe was a member of the J.W. Hoistrat Hose Fire Company in Hudson, and he was an active member of the Greenport and Stottville Fire Departments. He also was very active in the community. He supported numerous community organizations through fundraising and participation. And when we lost Joe, it really left a hole in the community in terms of just his energy and his light that he brought, and his participation in community events. So, again, this is something really great to be a part of if you're interested.
All right.
Do you guys have anything else?
Parting thoughts that you wish to?
I just like to, Sean Briscoe couldn't make it today, and he's also a big help to me and Riggs with this event. And I also like to give him a shout out and say congratulations on winning the Patroon Conference this year, Hudson Boys Basketball.
Yes.
And the Hudson Girls Basketball team.
Yes.
Yes, congratulations.
And we will see you at sectionals.
All right, very good. Well, let's maybe tell them one more time how people can get involved to sign up for the tournament.
Yes, you can contact Nick Wendelkin. He is the tournament manager. He is on Facebook, too. You can send him a face message. Face message.
That's a little different.
Enough about my personal life. A Facebook message, I should say.
I just sent you a friend request. So.
And it's Nicholas Wendelkin, and it's spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. And I'm going to get the spelling right. And I'm not even going to look at my paper. W-E-N-D-E-L-K-E-N. And I don't, Riggs, are you on Facebook?
Facebook
so you
drama.
Can contact David Wrigley also. That's W-R-I-G-L-E-Y on
I'm
Facebook.
Facebook friends
or you can send me a message. You know, send your interest to me and I'll forward it on for you if you can't remember the names or you can't find them on Facebook.